It's because they make all those open fields now.
Yeah, I figured all the buildings that were knocked down and stuff, so. Okay. All right, well, it was kind of fun, but, yeah, so far. So, for any other things, tidbits you could tell me, Dave, that I could save a bunch of time researching?
Yeah, even though you didn't buy it from the guy in China, he does have pretty good documentation. Now, it's for his board, of course, but a lot of the ideas apply. So go find that B. I don't remember what his call is. Starts with a B and it ends with an A. And go to his site. He's got lots of pictures and stuff. But I think the biggest thing is you need something that's going to be able to, see it, in the scope. So I use my 705 at the time, but if you've got one of those RTL SDR dongles, because what you'll have to do is you'll have to, get the peaks a certain way. And I know I'm saying these words wrong, but you have to get, the signal, the carrier. You'll put it in, a test mode. And you got to get the carrier dips and stuff on the waterfall to look good. So, but it's all on that guy's website. So he's got pictures and everything.
FYI, connected right up to 481-002.